We start today Hilchos Pesach, Chelek Hei of Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Chav Tes. The Mechaber says, if Aleph, Shalom Hilchos Pesach, we start learning and asking Hilchos Pesach, Koyim LePesach Shloshim Yoyim, 30 days before Pesach. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu, he stood on Pesach Rishon, and he told him Halachos of Pesach Sheni, even though it's a month later. So you see, you need 30 days advance notice to Halachos. And the same thing applies by the other Yom Tovim, the Yidash in the Balerai, 30 days for Yom Tov and Halachos. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Bir HaGra, at the Goyim writes, now in Shavuot, it's good enough to start teaching the Halachos on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, less than a week before. It seems, looking at the Shaar Tzion, it seems on the old days they gathered everyone before Pesach, and before Sukkot teach the Halachos long in advance, 30 days in advance, but Shavuot they didn't. So Shavuot with Semach HaChitas, a few days before is good enough, it's not the same level, doesn't need 30 days of advance preparation for the Halachos. Mishnah Berurah brings another Shita that says, that this Chiv, to learn 30 days before, it's only a Pesach, there's many halachas, like about grinding the wheat and baking the matzahs and kashering the kelim and birachamitz. Now, if you don't do it probably before Pesach, it comes on Pesach, it's too late, there's no eitz anymore. As opposed to the other Yom Tovim, all the other Yom Tovim, it's good enough to learn the halachas starting a few days before. He says, but for sure, everyone agrees on Yom Tov itself, you have to ask and dash in each Yom Tov, it's halachas, that's a Gemara and Megillah, and then a Megillah. Moshe was Pesach and the Klai, so the Bishalim, the Darshim, the Yonah, Shayim, in the ending of each Chag, and that Chag, it's Pesach on Pesach, it's at Seres, by Seres, that means Shavuos. Hilchos Chag b'Chag, that means Halachos of Sukkos. It's really a shame of the Peskim to be Halachos of the Arichos. If you really have to learn the Halachos starting 30 days for Yom Tov, or if it just means that someone wants to ask a Shiloh within 30 days for Yom Tov, if he's asking a Shiloh about the Yom Tov, he has Kedimo, or if somebody wants to ask about a different Indian. Now, Mishnah Berurah says that you start learning the Halachos on Purim itself, because that's 30 days before Pesach, and our people will do that, Adi Yom Hazeh. He says, nowadays, Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is that the Darish and Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva. So less Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos than the Shabbos of Gold Rosh, said the week before. And Shabbos Shuvah, we darshan. And he says that the Ikkar is teaching the people the Darach HaShem, teaching them the Ma'is HaShayasim, the Lachos of Kasher and Kalim, and Bir Chomets, and Beg Matzahs, other Lachos Pesach. Shabbos Shuvah, darshan from Hukosim Yipurim, the Lachos of Sukkos. Besides what you darshan Minyan Yachuvah, this Erev for Shuvah, that has to happen then. But the Drosh is asking a Pilpush to go to Erev, a Drosh Ba'amo, and now it's the Chiv of that. Ultimately, Mishnah Berurah says a mitzvah each individual to Isaac on his Pesach 30 days before and on the Yom Tov itself as well. Now, the Ramah says the minig to buy wheat for Pesach, give out to the Aniyim, Mois Chitim, Kimcha Lepischa. Anybody who's living in the city for 12 months, for a year, has to participate, has to give Mois Chitim, Kimcha Lepischa to give out to support the Aniyim. Mishnah Berurah says it's an old minig going back to Zman HaGemara, it's brought down the Yishami also, and people in the city could force other people in the city to give, they could force each other to make sure everyone participates. He says in our minig, our Medina, our country, the minig is to give out not the wheat, but the actual flour. It's even better for the Aniyim, because it's already flour that can bake the matzah, it's a step closer. How much do you give? Based on how much someone needs, how much the Aniyim needs for a whole Yom Tov Pesach. It says, Pashi is a bigger Aniyim, and you can't afford to pay for baking the matzah. You have to give money also to sponsor the baking. That's Bechal Deimach Sarah Sheikh Yasoloi. That's part of what he's missing. He doesn't just need the wheat and the flour, he actually needs money to pay for the baking. Now, that which we said, that if you're living there 12 months, to be Mechliyev, to participate. He says, if we see that someone moved to the town, he plans on living here long term, then right away he has to participate. He says it works the same way with the Ani as well. That an Ani, that if he's been living here for a year, you have to give him, just like give other Ani a year, other poor people in the city. But if you see when he moves in that he's planning on moving here long term, then right away you start giving him, even before 12 months, even before a year. And the Mishnah Berurah says that Acharei Minchas the Smak, and nowadays the minhag of the oldest stalkers is to go by 30 days, both legabe the people giving and legabe the Ani getting. Once you have 30 days, you start giving, you start getting. Now he says though, that even if Ani is not living here for 30 days yet, you don't have to give him upfront kemach flour for the whole Yom Tov of Pesach. Still, on Yom Tov, you have to give him matzah that he can have for his sudas, for his meals. The same way the whole year. You mochiv to give bread, to give basic food to any Ani who's in town on a regular day, food for two meals, and on the Shabbos, three meals. So here it's no worse. The matzah is more expensive to make sure to give him. But that would you have to give him upfront enough flour for the Pesach, that's only if he's been here for 30 days. Even Tam HaChacham was part of from taxes and other monetary obligations, mechuyev to give, kimut lepischas, mechuyev to give for this, and how much to give, everyone has to see what they could afford. Those people who don't give, it's an avera. We know that Aniyim are dependent on this, and otherwise they're going to be starving, and the person is going to have an avera for not giving. The Gemara says in Hedna Flamed Hey, any tainis that the Shokla of Chama, the tainis ended, they didn't give out food to the Aniyim, which the Rash explains Aniyim are dependent on. It's a terrible thing, and the same when we apply over here, that Aniyim are dependent on this, they rely on this, and they taka need it, and therefore, it's important to give them. The Bir Halacha says that even somebody who has technically enough food for 14 sudas, of course, 7 days, who doesn't have for the regular kubash or stalka, kimcha lepischa, if he needs, you have to give.